That's like exactly my favorite, my like my favorite.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، indeed our praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى. We praise him as he deserves to be praised. We ask for his aid and his assistance, and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. For this lecture, Ikhwan, I will talk about a very important topic that was discussed by Al-Allama Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. And this is Al-Bawa'ith ala Al-Khalasi min Al-Dhunub, the ways to avoid and escape sins. Living in this life, we are surrounded by temptations. We're surrounded by lusts and desires. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءِ. Fear the temptations of this world and fear the trial and the tribulations of the women. So this is a very important subject. Al-Bawa'ith, those motivational factors التي تساعد, that will assist each and every one of us to escape and avoid sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success to do so. And like I said, this lecture is based upon the words of Al-Allama Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. However, it was summarized and explained by Shaykh Abdul Razak hafidhahullah ta'ala. The first thing that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions Al-Amr Al-Awwal, the first thing that assists the servant to avoid and escape sins and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And no doubt there is a strong connection between this first point and the theme of this lecture series. Al-Awwal min hadhi al-bawa'ith lil-khalasi min al-dhunub مشهد إجلال الله تبارك وتعالى. The reverence and veneration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contemplating and reflecting over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وذلك أن يشهد المرء في قلبه. And this is for the servant to acknowledge within his heart the exaltedness and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have this awe of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is the matter with you that you do not attribute to Allah due magnificence? I know some of the Salaf, they used to say, Ikhwan, لا تنظر إلى صغر المعصية. Do not look at how small the act of disobedience is, but look at the greatness of the one you have disobeyed. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the lover is obedient to the one that he loves. Subhanallah al-Azim. Min hadhi al-bawa'ith is what? Again. أن يشهد القلب نعمة الله تبارك وتعالى وإحسانه إلى عبده. The third way to escape and avoid disobedience and to escape sins is for the heart to acknowledge and recognize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessings of Allah that Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon His servant. To remember that. To remember أن يذكر فضله على عبده بالصحة والعافية والمال والمسكن والمركب والسمع والبصر والقوة. For the servant to remember. So again, the heart is inciting the person to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. The soul is inciting the servant to disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The shaitan is inciting the servant, calling the servant to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Evil companions are calling the servant to disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's for the servant and yashhad to be conscious of the blessings of Allah upon him. Look at the blessings Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon me. Blessings like what? The blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon the servant, like health, well-being, like a home, transportation. Just as Allah Azza wa Jal favored us with sight and with hearing and strength. So therefore, فَيَذْكُرُوا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The servant should remember and reflect over the favor of Allah upon him and be careful not to allow himself to be in a wretched state. Na'am. Remember that. Again, when we are faced with a situation where we are being called to disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we should remember that. فَيَذْكُرُوا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَلِيَحْذَرَ الْعَبْدُ أَن تَكُونَ حَالُهُ تِلْكَ الْحَالِ الْبَئِيسَةِ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ لَا يَزَالُ عَلَيْهِ نَازِلٌ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَاعِدَ بِأَعْمَالٍ سَيِّئَةٍ وَأَقْوَالٍ بَاطِلَةٍ وَأُمُورٍ مُحَرَّمَةٍ ارْتَكَبَهَا هَذَا الْعَبْدُ. Brothers and sisters, the servant should remember the favor of Allah upon him and be careful to not allow himself to be in a wretched state. Since the blessings of Allah continue to be bestowed upon the servant, all of us, regardless of what situation we are in today, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has bestowed upon us are too numerous for us to even keep count of. We can't recall all of them. If we sat down together and we tried to elaborate on the blessings of Allah upon us, we would not be able to elaborate upon them accurately. They're too many for us to count. So if the servant recognizes some of the blessings of Allah that he can recall and that come to his mind, then he should remember that the blessings of Allah continue to be bestowed upon him. And he should not allow himself to be a person receiving the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal while the angels ascend with evil deeds. Subhanallah. Look at that, brothers and sisters. No modesty. He is receiving the blessings of Allah and the angels are ascending with his evil deeds and his filthy speech and his foul actions and the sins that he has committed. Wal'iyadu billah. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all from that and allow us to remember it. There is a story, هناك قصة يا أيها الإخوة, that is mentioned by some of the people of knowledge. أن رجلا من العصاة أتاه يعني بعض أهل العلم, some of the scholars have mentioned أن رجلا أتاه من العصاة, that a person came to him and he was from the sinners. He was from the disobedient. A sinful man approached one of the people of knowledge. At a time, ونفسه تحدثه في المعصية. And his soul, meaning the sinful individual, he came to the scholar at a time when his soul was inciting him to commit sins. So the person of knowledge said to him, فقال له كلاما معناه. The scholar said to him, giving him نصيحة, giving him advice, الدين النصيحة, the religion is advice. لا بأس أن تعصي لكن اذهب في مكان لا يراك الله. The person of knowledge said, if you intend to sin, then go to a place where Allah cannot see you. So the person, he was a sinner, he was from the disobedient, he came to the scholar, he wanted advice. At a time when his soul was inciting him and encouraging him to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the person of knowledge, he said, if you intend to disobey Allah, go to a place where Allah cannot see you. So the man, he said, فقال لا يمكن ذلك. He said, that's impossible. That's impossible. I can't go anywhere. Allah Azza wa Jalla is al-basir. He's the all-seeing. He sees everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال هذا لا يمكن. قال إذن لا تستعمل شيئا من نعم الله عليك في معصيته. He said, therefore, the scholar said to this man who was from the disobedient, he said, therefore, you should not use any of the blessings which Allah has bestowed upon you to disobey Him. So again, the man said, قَالَ كَيْفَ يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ. The man asked again, asking the scholar, how is this possible? How is this possible? What advice do you give me? فَذَكَّرُهُ بِأَمْرَيْنِ. The scholar reminded this man, الَّذِي نَفْسُهُ كَانَ تُحَدِّثُهُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. The man, الَّذِي كَانَ مِنَ الْعُصَاتِ, who was from the disobedient, his soul was encouraging him and calling him to evil. The scholar reminded him of two things. What? The first thing, بِنِعْمِ اللَّهِ, the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon him. Remember the blessings Allah bestowed upon you. You woke up today, right? Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَ بَعْدَمَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النَّشُورِ. We woke up today. That's a ni'mah. Alhamdulillah, we can hear. We can walk. We can taste our food. More important than that, alhamdulillah, we woke up upon al-Islam. What ni'mah is greater than that? What blessing is greater than that? Alhamdulillah, we have knowledge of something of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What ni'mah is greater than that? Alhamdulillah, today we're sitting amongst brothers upon the sunnah. What ni'mah is greater than that? Alhamdulillah, we travel with brothers that we love for the sake of Allah, and to see brothers that we love for the sake of Allah. What ni'mah is greater than that? Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us today, Saturday evening, when millions of people are going to disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla, to dance like chickens. And alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us to come here today and sit, walillah alhamd, and read the book of Allah and mention ahadith of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What ni'mah is greater than that? Brothers and sisters, subhanallah al-azim. If it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would have never have been guided. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لولا أنت مهتدينا ولا تصدقنا ولا صلينا. If it wasn't for you, O Allah, we would have never have been guided. We would have never have given charity, and we would have never have prayed. Ikhwan, look how many kuffar, they die. They never make a sajda to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we can make sujood. We know how to pray correctly to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Kuffar, they die. They don't even know what istinja is. Alhamdulillah, we know about istinja. We know about tahara. Ni'am, la tuhsa. We can't keep count and elaborate upon all of these blessings. So when we are faced with a situation where we are being called to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we should try and reflect over these things. This will assist us inshallah ta'ala to escape the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the scholar reminded this man of the blessings of Allah upon him and the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching him. This is the meaning of that scholar's words. There is no doubt, ikhwan, وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ عِنْدَمَا يَذْكُرُ نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلِيهِ بِالصِّحَّةِ وَالْعَافِيَةِ وَالْمَالِ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكِ وَأَنَّ هَذَا كُلَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَيَذْكُرُ فِي الْوَقْتِ نَفْسِهِ خُطُورَةَ هَذِي الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنْ ذَكَرَ هَذِي الْأَشْيَاءِ وهذا الفضل والإحسان يعد من البواعث العظيمة التي تدفع العبد إلى البعد من الذنوب وارتكابها. There is no doubt, ikhwan, when the servant reflects over how Allah has blessed him with health, well-being, wealth, and the like of this, and that all of this is from the favors of Allah upon him, and he remembers the dangers associated with these sins, then indeed his consideration of this blessing, his consideration of this favor, his consideration of this goodness is from the greatest of preventative factors that help the servant stay far away from sins and committing them. Do we all agree upon that? Naam, this is important, ikhwan. Al-Rabi, Al-Amr al-Rabi, the fourth thing, min hadhi al-bawa'ith, from those things that assist the servant to avoid and stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashhad al-ghadab wal-intiqam. The fourth way to avoid sins involves the servant being conscious and remembering and reflecting over the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering, ikhwan, أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يغضب ممن عصاه, that Allah Azza wa Jal is angered by those who disobey him. Remembering that. Remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angered by those who disobey him. وَيَسْخَطُ مِمَّنْ ارْتَكَبَ مَا نَهَا عَنْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is displeased by those who do things that he has prohibited. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal, فَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَغْضَبُ وَيَسْخَطُ وَيَنْتَقِمُ فَلْيَذْكَرْ ذَٰلِكَ. So Allah the Mighty and Majestic becomes angry and displeased and punishes. This is something that we should remember. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ. Indeed Allah is severe in His punishment. This is something that we should remember. This should be remembered when, ikhwan, إِذَا حَدَّثَتْهُ نَفْسُهُ بِمَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. Again, when the soul is encouraging him to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, the servant, he remembers. He remembers the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why, ikhwan, al-mu'min bayn al-khawf wal-raja. The believer, alhamdulillah, is balanced between fear and hope. Fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fear of the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why arkan al-ibadah, the pillars of worship is what? Muhabba, that we worship Allah Azza wa Jal out of love for Allah Azza wa Jal. We worship Allah out of fear, and we worship Allah Azza wa Jal out of hope. These three things. Naam, the Sufi, he worships Allah with only what? Huh? La, ijlis. Muhabba. A Sufi, the Sufi, he only worships Allah, he says, only because I love Allah, not because I fear Him. A'udhu billah. The murji'a, who say that actions are not part of Iman, the murji'a who say that the one who disobeys Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, yani, The Muslim who drinks alcohol, fornicates, and so on and so forth, they say that his iman is yani, huwa mu'min kamil al-iman, his iman is complete and perfect, like the iman of Abu Bakr and Jibreel and the likes. Wal-iyadu billah. That's the murji. Al-murji ya'budu Allah, he worships Allah with only what? With raja, hope. Only hope. Al-khariji, the khawarij. Tafaddal akhi, the khawarij. Worship Allah with only what? Naam, tafaddal anta. Naam. La la, alladhi waraak. Yes. La alladhi waraak, ya akhi. Behind you. Ijlis. Tafaddal, naam. Naam, only with fear. The Sunni, he worships Allah with love, with fear, and with hope. Subhanallah. Ahlu Sunnah wasat fi kulli shay wa lillahi alhamdu minna. And ikhwan, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he has some beautiful words. He says that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which drives the servant. So you have the straight path. The love of Allah is that which drives the servant. So imagine you have a path, the straight path. The love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that which drives the servant to act. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it keeps the servant on this path and it prevents him from going off it. Naam. The hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he was to slip, then alhamdulillah he hopes for the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he gets up and he continues upon his journey. Allahu Akbar. The love of Allah, it drives the servant to walk upon that path. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restricts the believer to that path. And the hope, if a person was to slip, alhamdulillah, yarju rahmatullah. He returns and he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, ikhwan, unwan al-sa'ada. The ingredients for happiness is what? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the ingredients for happiness is idha btuliya. Yani sabr, that the servant, when he is tried and tested by Allah with difficulty and distress, he is patient. And when he is blessed, shakara, he is thankful. When Allah blesses the servant, he is thankful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa idha adhnaba istaghfar. And when he sins and he disobeys Allah, he asks Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. That is the ingredients for what? Unwan al-sa'ada. The ingredients for happiness. Naam. Who can repeat that for me? Faddal akhi. What's the ingredients for happiness? Ana dhakartu lak kayf. The brother behind you, faddal ant. What's the ingredients for happiness? That mentioned. Ikhwan, are we daydreaming? Alhamdulillah, I benefit from my, inshallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow me to benefit from my words. This is important. We all want to be happy, right? Naam, la la, ijlis. Tafaddal akhi, la. Naam. Naam. Hey, tafaddal. Yes, naam. Shh, ikhwan, barakallahu feekum. Let's listen to the brother. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Ahsan, when the believer is given something, he is thankful. Naam, when he is troubled, he is patient. Faddal akhana. Allahu al-musta'an. Faddal. Ahsan, naam. That when he sins, he repents to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He asks Allah azza wa jal for forgiveness. Unwan al-sa'ada. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ikhwan, ajaban li amri al-mu'min. The situation of the believer is amazing. The situation of the believer, the condition of the believer, the state of the believer is amazing. And this is not for anyone except for the believer. In asabatu sarra, if he is if he receives ease or a blessing, he is thankful. And when he is tried and he is tested, he is patient. The situation of the believer is amazing. Now, so the servant shall remember the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ وَانْتِقَامَهُ لَا يُقَاوِمُهُ شَيْءٍ فَكَيْفَ بِهَذَا الْعَبْدِ الضَّعِيفِ فَذَكِّرْ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَذِكْرُ غَضَبِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِيهِ أَعْظَمُ رَادِعٍ وَزَاجِرٍ لِلْعَبْدِ وَحَاجِزٍ لَهُ مِنْ إِرْتِكَابِ الذُّنُوبِ. So this should be remembered. The anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should be remembered. Just as it should be known that the anger of Allah and His punishment cannot be repelled by anything. The anger of Allah and His punishment cannot be repelled by anything. So what about this weak servant? What about this weak servant? Remembering the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal, the mighty and majestic, involves the greatest deterrent, hindrance, an obstacle for the servant as it relates to committing sins. As it relates to committing sins. Ikhwan al-Amr al-Khamis, how long left until Isha? Na'am. Khalas, we naktabi bihada, inshallah. I'll suffice with that. Jazakum Allahu khayran. However, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions 20 measures. 20 motivational factors, bawa'ith, that assist and encourage the servant to stay away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a time when a person is being tempted and being lured towards sin and disobedience. Very important subject. Very important subject. And we know that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, when he speaks about these subjects, no doubt, huwa mimman afada wa ajad. He is someone who speaks with precision about these matters, because we know he talks about the sickness and the cure, he speaks about patience, na'am, he speaks about tawbah and many matters. And when he talks about these matters, huwa mimman ajad wa afad fi hadhihi al-masail, na'am. So we should try and return to these words, ikhwan barakallahu feekum, and reflect over them so that we can implement them in our lives, because as long as we're living, ikhwan, we're surrounded by trials. تعرض الفتن على القلوب كالحصير عودا عودا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, fitan, trials and tribulations, will be presented to the heart like the mat is woven stick by stick, meaning the mat is made, one stick is put in place, then another stick, it's woven in that fashion. That's how the mat is made. So fitna, تعرض الفتن على القلوب كالحصير عودا عودا. Fitna will be, yani the hearts will be exposed to trials and tribulations one by one by one. So as long as we breathe, we are subject to what? Being tested. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us firm. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik wa ta'atik. May Allah Azza wa Jal make our hearts firm upon His obedience and upon His religion. Na'am. As long as we're breathing, ikhwan, we are subject, or we are prone to being tested and trialed. So we need this knowledge. And even this knowledge, Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions the 20th point, min hadhil bawa'ith, that even knowledge of this, ikhwan, is not sufficient. We can have knowledge of it, but what matters is implementation. We can have knowledge of it, but what matters is implementation. And that's why if you go back to the book of Al-Kaba'ir of Al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, the major sins, he mentions at the beginning of the book Al-Kaba'ir, the major sins, and you find that the ulama, walillah alhamd, they have juhuda azima, great. They've exerted great effort and they've gone through great pain to gather the major sins into books so that we can acquaint ourselves with these major sins to stay far away from them. Because, yani, hiya min al-mubiqat, they are destructive sins that destroy. Al-Dhahabi mentions, barakallahu feekum ikhwan, in the introduction, that the ulama, that they write these books so that the servant can have knowledge of the major sins in order to stay away from these sins. However, no one can stay away from these sins unless Allah grants them tawfiq. It's not just about ilm. It's about the implementation and acting upon what? That knowledge. And that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada tawfiq min Allah. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. We ask Allah in every rak'ah for what? Guidance. الهداية المفصلة. نعم. So even having knowledge of this, we still ask Allah Azza wa Jal for what beneficial knowledge. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to implement what we know. That is what it really matters. And that's the last point that is mentioned by Ibn al-Qayyim, that it's not just having knowledge. Just having knowledge of this is not enough. What really matters is what? At-tatbiq wal-amal, implementation of these things. Implementation of these bawa'ith, of these affairs. And tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught his ikhwan to what? To seek refuge with Allah min ilmin la yanfa', from knowledge that does not benefit the servant. And one type of that knowledge that does not benefit the servant is that knowledge that is not yani implemented. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to implement what we learn. Na'am, barakallahu feekum. And I'll stop there. Wa jazakumullahu khairan wa subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Na'am, jazakumullahu khairan.
Alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khair wa barakallahu feek. Alhamdulillah, we have one more speaker, Abu Hassan Malik, inshallah ta'ala, which will continue. Abu Hassan Malik will continue after Salat Isha. Barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khair.